You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Losing is everything. That idea runs counter to everything the world believes.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Help us to keep a true perspective on life, that we may enjoy real life, not being taken in by the deceptive allure of getting ahead, but being caught up in the joy of living by faith in you, overcoming all obstacles, and holding on to eternal life through your Son Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Speaking to you today on the subject, losing is everything, will be difficult. It runs counter to everything the world believes. People find it hard to understand that winning is losing, although that fact has been proved more than once. They find it impossible to understand that losing is winning. That's why people have seldom taken Jesus Christ seriously when he said, "Whoever tries to gain his own life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will gain it." The best example in the whole world of the truth of what Jesus said is Jesus himself. When St. Paul was looking around for the best example he could find of this truth that losing is winning, it turned out to be Jesus Christ himself. "So if there's any encouragement in Christ," he said, "any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from selfishness or conceit, but in humility count others better than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which you have in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." The world today has gone crazy over sports. Some of the highest paid people in the world are those engaged in sports. Spectators turn out by the hundreds of thousands and spend millions to watch athletic events every week. In fact, you get the impression that sports is more a spectator event than it is actual participation, more an exercise of the muscles of the throat than of the muscles in the legs. In a spectator world, winning is everything. When a team is not winning, no matter how hard it may be playing, interest drops off, attendance drops off, profits drop off, and everything goes to prove the old adage, winning is everything. Not so, said Jesus Christ. Not so, said St. Paul. Not so, say people who have experienced the realities of life, having found out for themselves that not every game is won, not every effort is successful, not every difficulty is overcome, not every war is won, and even winning can be losing. There are people who can tell you, as St. Paul did, that not only does winning often turn out to be losing, but losing turns out to be winning. It's not just a matter of being what people call a good loser. A good loser is often just a loser who puts the best face on his losing that he can. What Jesus Christ was talking about was winning through losing, of coming out on top when everybody else thinks you've been defeated, coming through, not unscathed, but a winner. It's what actually happened to Jesus Christ. It's part of his story that the world finds hardest to understand. He always had the full nature of God, and he did not imagine for one moment that he had to claim or grasp equality with God. Instead, of his own free will, he emptied himself, giving up all the privilege of his deity, and took upon himself the nature of a servant. He was like a man. He was like a human being. He was a human being. He was perfectly content to be humble, and he walked the path of obedience to God, his Father, right into the jaws of death itself. And that not just an ordinary death, but the death of a common criminal on a cross. The humility of Jesus Christ was not a self-conscious thing in which he took pride. When people start bragging about their humility, you know they are not very humble. Humility came quite naturally to Jesus Christ, even though he was the Son of God. We can all learn from the humility of Christ, said St. Paul. Paul found that out himself by personal experience. Not at all a humble man. Saul became Paul, losing his inhumanity and gaining a new humanity, all through Christ and through the great lesson of Christ, which is this: losing is winning. Paul knew that people find this hard to understand, even religious people, and sometimes most of all religious people. Some of them turned Jesus Christ into a fictional character of their own making, just acting out a drama, but without really experiencing himself the final desperation and degradation of death, the ultimate loss of everything near and dear. They talk about Jesus Christ as if he somehow escaped death instead of enduring death as he did. Or they make out his death to be something beautiful when actually it was bloody and brutal. Since Jesus Christ did what he did, in all obedience to his own Father, something great has happened. That losing of his has become that winning of his. He died in all obedience. For that reason, God raised him to the highest place, giving him a name that is above every name. Every knee has to bow before that name, whether talking about heaven, earth, or the world below. The day will come when everyone, like it or not, will have to confess, agree, and even proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Winning is not everything. Losing is everything. St. Paul found it out for himself. It's the life, said St. Paul, not without trouble and pain, but all glorious nevertheless. I am crucified with Christ, he said. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That's life. Jesus said so. Whoever loses his life for my sake will gain it. St. Paul said so. Life in Christ makes you strong, and his love comforts you. You have fellowship with the Spirit, and you have kindness and compassion for one another. Don't do anything from selfish ambition or from a cheap desire to boast, but be humble toward one another, always considering others better than yourselves, and look out for another's interests, not just for your own. The attitude you should have is the one that Christ Jesus had. He always had the nature of God, yet he emptied himself of all that glory and became not only a man, but a servant. As a servant, he was obedient to his Father, even to the point of death on a cross. Therefore, God his Father exalted him and gave him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Have this attitude that you see in Christ Jesus. Losing is winning. Losing is everything. Jesus Christ was not a loser. He was a winner. Anyone who goes in Christ is not going to be a loser. He will be a winner. Let the world erect its towers of Babel in tribute to its pride. Pride comes before the fall. God himself resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. It is humbling to repent of your sins and to ask God for forgiveness. It is humbling to admit that you cannot do everything yourself, that you need the grace of God to be able to live. It is humbling, but not undignified. The true dignity of humanity comes out in all its glory in the person of Jesus Christ. The true dignity of humanity is restored when people are not afraid to say to God, "I am sorry," and then with confidence accept his forgiveness, which he extends to the whole world, in his Son, Jesus Christ. Confidence in God, which is the product of the Spirit of God, makes people strong, able to love again, and to be truly human toward one another, without all that pride, that false pride, which results in the death-dealing delusion that winning is everything. Pride does not strengthen, it weakens. Arrogance is not strong, it is weak. Lovelessness and hate are not strong, they are weak. When winning is everything, the first loss becomes complete defeat. The really strong are those who do not have to think of themselves more highly than they ought to think in order to protect their brittle pride. The really strong do not consider it beneath themselves to repent of their sins. And the really strong accept gratefully the grace of God. The really strong have enough confidence in God, enough comfort in his love, enough fellowship with his Spirit to show kindness and compassion toward others. The really strong make a marriage by sharing the same love and being one in soul and mind. They don't have to do things from selfish ambition or from a desire to boast. They're content to be humble with one another, even considering others better than themselves. They have enough confidence in God to look out for another's interests and not just for their own. That's the attitude you see in Jesus Christ. The attitude you can have with faith in Christ, which is confidence and trust in him, that winning is not everything. The fact is that losing is everything. When it is losing yourself in God, losing yourself in his love, merging your ambitions in his service, living beautifully in a world where ugliness is common practice. That kind of losing is winning. Keeping faith with God is winning the race of life. Even though you're surrounded by people on every side who tell you that coming out on top by whatever means, coming out ahead no matter how many people you trample on to do it, is everything. I don't know how you feel about it, but the man who scores the winning touchdown and struts around as if he did it all himself strikes me as stupid. Everybody in the stands and everyone watching on television knows that he got a lot of help. The really confident person doesn't have to go around proclaiming, "I am number one." It takes a lot of failures to be a success instead of just a flash in the pan. Jesus Christ was not a flash in the pan. And neither is anybody who goes in true faith to seek and serve him. Real success is not a flash in the pan. It's really only a step along the way. Accept it as the gift it really is. Give honor to God who gives us everything. Forget the cheap pride with the cheap pretension that characterizes the cheap person who has to win and has to be praised or else he dies a thousand deaths. The final perfection, and the only real perfection, is the one God shares with people, endowing them with a righteousness with which only he can invest a human being. It comes to each one of us by way of a cross, where the Son of God in all his perfection died a degrading death, only to be lifted up on high and given a name before which every knee must bow. It is humbling and it is glorifying to kneel before Christ and to proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father, losing as he lost and winning as he won. It is going with him by baptism into death, that like as he was raised from the dead by the glory of his Father, even so, by that same glory, we may walk in newness of life. It is all glory to win through with Jesus Christ, strong in the love of God, having kindness and compassion for one another, sharing the same love and being one in soul and mind, doing things not from selfish ambition or from a cheap desire to boast, but living humbly toward one another, giving credit to others even more than to ourselves, looking out for another's interests and not just for our own. That's winning, just as he won. It's losing like his dying and winning like his resurrection from the dead. It is being the servant of God and the slave of no man. It is the word of Christ come true. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. It is by the glory of God that losers become winners. Through faith in Jesus Christ, that humble man who was declared to be the Son of God with power by resurrection from the dead. Take a good long look at that man, my friend. He died for you, and now he sits at the right hand of the Majesty on high. He is the one who said, and said it often, whoever wants to save his own life will lose it. Whoever loses his life for me and for the gospel will save it. Does a person gain anything if he wins the whole world but loses his life? Of course not. There's nothing he can give to regain his life. If a person is ashamed of me and my teachings in this godless and wicked day, the Son of Man will be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Look at him, my friend. And go with him. Whatever the losing, win through with him. Losing with him is everything. Amen.